Kuyaphithizela kuluthuli kobulawayo ngaphambilini kokuqala kusasa kombukiso wezokuthengiselana owaZimbabwe International Trade Fair kuze kuyefika insonto kulabo somabhizimusi abasuka phetsheya kolwandle ezwekazi le-Afrika lawaphakathi kwelizwe. Umgcini sihlalo wenkampani yeZimbabwe International Trade Fair, uMnumzana Busisa Moyo, uchasise kabanzi ngombukiso walonyaka emhlanganweni lentatheli izindaba owenzelwe khona eZITF wobulawayo.
Umbukiso omkhulu wabosomabhizimisi iZITF 2022 uyaqala kusasa. Siyajabula ngendlela osomabhizimisi abasukumele phezulu ngayo belungisela lumbukiso. Sikhuluma nje iningi labo sebefikile bazatshona lamuhla beqedisa ukulungisela indawo zabo zokubukisa andubana ukuqala umbukiso kusasa. Ngalesi sikhathi amakhampani asebhalise ukuzobukisa impahla zabo asedlula amakhulu amane, over 400. Kuwona lawo kuzabe kulamanye amazwe alichumi lane, 14 foreign nations azabe ebukisa impahla ezenziwa kubo.
Umnumzana Moyo uqhubekele phambili echaza ngokulandelwa kweziqondiso ze-COVID-19 ngamalanga ombukiso we-ZITF.
Sizabe siwenza lo mbukiso silandela okusemthethweni mayelana nge-COVID-19. Siyacela ukuthi wonke umuntu oza kulo mbukiso ezebukisa into abazenzayo abuye asithe ngama-exhibitors, kumele babe le-PCR test kumbe i-rapid test uma bengena ukuze ebukisa impahla lapha e-ZITF. Ngolwesihlanu lapho esenza khona ukuvulwa kwe-ZITF okusemthethweni, umongameli lapho evula i-ZITF, kuzadingakala njalo ukuthi wonke umuntu ozayo abe layo i-rapid test kumbe i-PR test ukuthi angene abukele lokho okuzabe kusenzakala ngolwesihlanu lapho umongameli evula i-ZITF ka-2022.
Umphathintambo wakobulawayo unkosikazi Judith Ncube uthi wamukela ngenjabulo enkulu izethekeli ezize kuleli dolobho zilanda umbukiso owe-ZITF.
Impela kuyena leviki siqala ukwamukela izethekeli zethu. Sizamukela emzini wamakhosi lamakhosikazi kobulawayo ku-ZITF, iZimbabwe International Trade Fair. Sithanda ukuthi sibikele izethekeli zethu labo bonke abantu ukuthi bamukelekile, abazizwe besekhaya. Abantu bakobulawayo abantu abalobuntu abahlonipha esinye sizalwa.
Ingcweti ezicubungula ezomnotho zithi umbukiso we-ZITF uzaletha ibhizimusi edolobheni leli kanye laselizweni jikelele. Ohlaziya ezomnotho uMnumzana Zibusiso Mkhwananzi ulombono ofanayo.
Yikuthi into leyi ikakhulu ngathi uyakhangela ngapha ngolihlweni leMandebeleni kuletha singathi i-movement of i-business, esingathi i-movement especially esikhangela ngokutshintshana kwemali ezandleni kakhulu.
Umbukiso walonyaka ogijima ngendikimba ethi Rethink, Reimagine, Reinvent, Value Chains for Economic Development uyaqala mhlaka 26 Mabasa uze uyephela mhlaka 30 Mabasa. Umongameli Uhuru Kenyatta wele Kenya obekhangelelwe ukuvula umbukiso we-ZITF walonyaka kaseyi kubuya kulandela ukubhubha kukamnumzana Mwai Kibaki wayengumongameli wele Kenya. Umongameli Emmerson Tambo Mnangagwa nguye owethule lesi saziso kuthange eHarare. Mhlaka 26 kusiya ku-28 Mabasa ngamalanga ababukisayo okuzaba le mihlangano ehlukeneyo egoqela i-ZITF Innovators Forum, i-ZITF Business Conference, i-Connect Africa Symposium le-Diplomats Forum. Kusukela mhlaka 29 kusiya ku-30 Mabasa i-ZITF izavulelwa uZulu. Umongameli Emmerson Tambo Mnangagwa nguye okhangelelwe ukuvula okusemthethweni umbukiso walonyaka ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 29 Mabasa. Ngimele iStudio 7 yobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.